Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? It's another episode of By Faith We Good. And y'all already know I'm super excited. It's your boy, Minister Marrow. I'm excited to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight. It's been a minute since I've been on. I've been on last month. But I'm glad to be back tonight. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done, he is doing, and that he will do. And I'm so grateful to be on tonight just to be in position to be used by God to give you a word on tonight that will inspire you, encourage you to press forward, to know that God is with you and he has you covered. This is the 13th episode of By Faith We Good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. An hour of faith building encouragement that lifts up the name of Jesus and draw all God's children unto him. And we thank God for Purpose Kingdom Network. It is the 982nd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. So shout out to Purpose Kingdom Network and every ministry on Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank God for every minister, every evangelist, every bishop, every elder, every preacher, all of God's messengers who are a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network family, who declare the word of the Lord to keep you all focused, inspired, encouraged, grounded in the word of God to press forward by faith. So we have a great lesson, a great discussion for tonight that I'm going to share with you all that the Lord gave me. And I pray that you who are tuned in, stay tuned in. And if you know somebody that needs to be built up in their faith, somebody that needs to be inspired or encouraged, I encourage you to let them know on social media, send out the text messages, make the phone calls real quick, let them know that Minister Merrill is on live. Purpose Kingdom Network is live, and there is a word from the Lord to build the faith of God's children and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to start and open up with prayer, and we're going to get into what the Lord has given me to share with you all tonight, because I want to really get through all of what he gave me, and I'm not going to try to move too fast and rush through it, but I really want to get through it to encourage you all. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, we love you, we honor you, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for who you are. We bless your holy name. You truly are worthy. We thank you for your unconditional love. There's no love greater than yours. We thank you because there's nobody like you. We thank you because you're on our side. We thank you because you're everything that we need you to be. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. You are the light of the world. We thank you, Lord, because you are the true vine. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the open door. You are the good shepherd. We thank you, Lord, and we love you with our whole hearts. In Jesus' name, we thank you for being our strong tower, our protection. We thank you for being our shelter. We thank you, Lord, for being everything that you promised to be to us. We thank you for how faithful you are. So in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name that has all power, the name Jesus that demons tremble at the name of Jesus, the name Jesus that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. We call on your great name tonight, because there's victory in your name. We call on your great name tonight, God, because things change when we call on your name. We come together in unity. We come together to give you praise. We come together to seek you. We come together to receive your word, Lord God, so that we can get equipped to press forward. We thank you because your word gives life. Your word grooms. Your word equips. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word judges the intent of the heart. So we come to you humble, submissive to your will and to your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for who he is, for always being with us, for his faithfulness, for remaining the same. Hallelujah. For his unconditional, never-ending, never-failing love. So tonight's topic on By Faith We're Good, we're going to hear about levels of faith. Levels of faith. And some of you may say, well, I didn't know it was different levels in having faith, or is there different levels in having faith? So there's one level in God, right? You either got faith or you don't. You either believe or you don't. All right? And so we got to have strong faith. Faith is faith. Faith is being fully convinced, fully persuaded, fully assured, believing without doubting at all that God is who he says he is, he's able to do what he's promised, and that he's always with you, and that you can live and be confident and press forward, being who God created you to be, doing what he's created you to do, knowing that there's nothing the enemy or anybody else can do about it. So most importantly, faith is faith. Faith is believing. Faith is having strong faith so that you're unmovable, you're unshakable, as it says in the word of the Lord, nothing will be able to come against you because God is for you. Nothing will be able to separate you from his love. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. Having faith is being able to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because we know that our work in him is not in vain. So we have to have strong faith. So you're going to hear about levels of faith, because the Lord gave me this because there's so much going on in the world. And because of what's going on in the world, because of temptation, because of what we have before us, what's going on around us, sometimes because of what we experience, what we witness, depending on how you're growing, depending on how you handle situations that comes your way, it positions God's people to have different levels of faith. So we need to make sure that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that we are firm in having strong faith. But we're going to get into it. I'm not going to prolong it because I really want to get through it. The Lord gave me 15 different levels of faith, and I'm going to share them all with you tonight. And I pray that you are encouraged, that you are inspired to press forward by faith and not by sight, in Jesus' name. So having strong faith, as recorded in the Bible, God tells us in his word about different levels of faith, right? While some types of faith are somewhat related, others are distinctly different, with names such as common, great, genuine, and one we all hope to avoid, which is wavering. Our faith is based on God's promises rather than feelings or things visible. Great faith holds fast regardless of outward appearances. Okay? In Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 20, it says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations? Talking about Abraham, it says, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham, it says in Romans chapter 4, Abraham being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. The one family, the one who truly believes and has faith will act on God's word with perfect assurance that his request, his or her request, will be granted. Hallelujah. When you have faith and you are fully assured, you can stand firm in the assurance of God, knowing that your request will be granted. Regardless of what's going on around us, we've got to have strong faith. So looking at the different levels of faith, we're going to start with a measure of faith. A measure of faith. We begin with a measure of faith because without it, none of the succeeding steps of faith would be possible. A measure of faith is given by God to all men, right? All of his children, men and women. It is a faith that has not grown, but is sufficient for belief in God and salvation. Okay? A measure of faith is a faith that has not grown, but is sufficient for belief in God and salvation. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." The measure of faith, family, is a gift from God. God has given every believer a measure of faith. We have to develop our faith so that it gets stronger and stronger. Let God work with you to develop strong faith. Let God work on you to develop strong faith. The measure of faith that we've all been given, if it's not accomplishing its purpose, otherwise it's dead. If we are not exercising our God-given authority to change circumstances, just as they did in the Bible, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, and to cast out demons, then we are losing and our faith is dead. But our faith should be alive. Our faith is alive when we have faith in the Word of God. Our faith is alive when we take action based on what the Word of God says and not hold back, not just sit around, not drown in our feelings or our emotions, but we have faith. We press forward in the direction that God is leading us. We do not hold back. We go where he tells us to go. We do what he tells us to do. We function like him in the earth. We walk by faith and not by sight or feeling, being fully assured, knowing that God is with us and he has us covered. So that measure of faith must grow, which leads us to the next level of faith, which is growing faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Growing faith steadily progresses. Okay? When your faith is growing, it's always progressive and progressing from the measure of faith to strong faith. Growing faith is pleasing to God. All right? Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly." It's a great thing when our faith is growing, because that means we're growing in the Lord. That means we're getting stronger. That means that nothing will be able to come against us because God is for us. That means God's word is at work on our behalf, because it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, that his word is at work in those who believe. So when we have faith, God's work is at work. His word is at work in those who believe. His word is manifesting. His word is active on our behalf, for in our favor. In Jesus' name, amen. As nutritionist milk helps a baby to grow strong and healthy, spiritual food will help a babe in Christ grow into having strong faith. I'm going to say that again. As nutritionist milk helps a baby to grow strong and healthy, spiritual food, which is the word of God, will help a babe in Christ grow into having strong faith. So we have to labor in the Word of God. We have to get in the Word of God, making sure that we get an understanding of what the Lord is saying to us in His Word, being able to pull out the revelation, the hidden treasures, the hidden secrets, knowing what the Lord is saying to us. It says in the book of Revelation, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So we have to get into the Word of God and study. And even when you're in God's Word and you're reading it and you're studying, it's always good to connect with people. When you have challenges, you may not always understand what you're reading in God's Word. So you seek God and you ask God to connect you with the right people who are going to teach you God's Word properly so that you can get the understanding and apply it to your life so that your faith can grow so you can have strong faith. Amen. The next level of faith is great faith, an unrelenting, totally persuaded type of faith that does not give up until the request is granted. I'm going to say that again. Great faith. A unrelenting, totally persuaded type of faith that does not give up until the request is granted. In Matthew chapter 8, a centurion who had asked Jesus to heal his sick child, whose faith was so great that he said, in Matthew chapter 8, the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come unto my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant," talking about his servant and his child, "my servant shall be healed." It says, "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me." Okay, so let me make sure that I'm clear. The centurion is talking about his servant, not his child. Okay. So the centurion is talking about his servant. So it says that a man under authority having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel." Okay, so the centurion, he had a request that he needed for something that he needed Jesus to do. He wanted Jesus to heal his servant. His servant was back at where he lived, but he told Jesus, "You don't even have to go to where the servant is. I just need you to speak the words so that he can be healed." This centurion had so much faith that he didn't even need Jesus to go where his servant was. He just needed Jesus to speak the words because he believed that if Jesus spoke the words, his servant would be healed. The centurion family had so great faith that he asked Jesus to just speak the healing that his servant needed rather than to go where the servant was. And there was, moving forward, the woman from Canaan, right? Another example. There was a woman from Canaan, a Gentile, not a Jew. The Gentiles, as a rule, had very little, if any, faith in God. So this woman requested Jesus to heal her severely demon-possessed daughter. When Jesus refused, saying that he had only been sent to the Jews, she persisted and demonstrated a level of faith so great that it brought the following response from Jesus. In Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28, it says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the child's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Family, she never gave up. She had such great faith that she didn't move until she got the request she approached Jesus for. And so when we go to him in prayer, don't move until you get what you requested. Sometimes we go to church and we cast all our cares on him because we know he cares for us. We lay everything out at the altar. And some of us, you leave and then you take it right back. Why? Because you start worrying, you get frustrated, you start stressing, you start wondering. And it's not meant for us to worry. It's not meant for us to stress or be frustrated or to try to figure things out. All we have to do is trust in the Lord with our whole heart and lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge him in all our ways, knowing that he'll direct our path. So when we go to God in prayer, we make our requests known. We go boldly to the throne of grace. We let the Lord know what our needs are, and we press forward by faith, knowing that it's already done. We don't move. We don't move from our position. Once we make our request known, it's already done. In Jesus' name, I want to share a quick analogy with you. It's like when you get in line, right? You got your place in line. You're already in line. You've already made your request known. And so now you're in line waiting for when it's your turn so that you can receive what you requested. But then for whatever reason, you get out of line and you go back into prayer just so you can get back in line for what you requested when you already was in line. Why get out of line, out of place to go pray again to get back in line when you was already in line? So when we have great faith, we should not move, family, and we should not be moved from our position. We make our request known. We believe it's already done. We hold down our position. We stay focused and grounded in the word of the Lord, knowing that God will see us through and supply our every need, always working every situation out for our good. Next level of faith is unwavering faith. Sincere, unbendable, okay, faith, to believe God without question. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Unwavering faith is to count those things that be not as though they were, as though they are. Amen? To count those things that be not as though they are. It says it in Romans 4 and 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Even in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24, it says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Family, you got power in your speaking. You shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. You got power to speak those things that be not as though they were, and believing for the manifestation of it. There is no need for God's children to be trapped in fear, weakness, poverty, or despair. To receive from God, we must believe and hold to our faith without wavering. All right, we must hold to and perfect our faith without wavering. We got to stand firm, family. And James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, it says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Family, you got to believe and know that all things are possible with God, and nothing is beyond his power. Unwavering faith gives thanks for the answer from the moment you ask and make your request known to God, then looks forward to the fulfillment with great expectation. Unwavering faith is when you pray and you decree and declare and you make your request known and you press forward knowing that it's already done. You press forward with great expectation, knowing that it's going to be fulfilled. When you genuinely believe, you move forward knowing it's already done. The act of believing is a necessary step in getting what you want from God. So once again, in Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, it says, talking about Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. God is always able to perform what he promised. God is not a man that he should lie, nor his son having to repent. If he said it, it is so. If he said it, you can expect it in Jesus' name. So we have to have unwavering faith. Amen. Next level of faith, historical faith. Jesus used scriptures as one of four witnesses to prove that he was the Messiah and the Son of God. One, the witness of John the Baptist. Two, the witness of his works, signs, miracles, signs, and wonders. Three, the witness of God the Father. And four, the witness of the scriptures, the word of God. John chapter 5, verse 39 says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The scriptures Jesus used to persuade the Jews will also speak to us today. Fulfilled prophecy and manuscripts, such as the Dead Sea Scrolls, provide proof that Jesus was and is who he is. Historical levels of faith are bound to the records contained in God's word. The proof is there for anyone willing to do the research. And what I mean by willing to do the research, the proof is there for anybody who's willing to get into the word of God and to get an understanding, and not only get an understanding, but apply it to your life. Hallelujah. Amen. The next level of faith is active faith, being a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer. In James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, it says, what doeth profiteth, my brother, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Ye, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy work, thy faith, without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Though thou, it says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believes and tremble. Okay? James is saying, you believe that there's one God. Well, the devil believes it as well, but he trembles. It says, but will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 38. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for, of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy? It says, who have trodden under foot the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sacrificed an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye become companions of them that were so used. It says, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Family, active faith takes action as soon as the word of God is understood. It is actively doing and living in faith as if the things requested of God, although not yet seen, are a reality. Active faith is a requirement for receiving from God. Answered prayer is perhaps the greatest faith-building experience possible. How great to pray to God Almighty and to have him answer. This is God's plan, and it can happen to every one of his children. Okay? And John chapter 15, verse 5 and 7, it says in verse 5, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. And it says in verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. So you must become aware and take ownership of your new life in Christ. All right? It's very mandatory, family, that we become aware and take ownership of our new life in Christ. It says, you have the spirit of Jesus Christ within you, family, as well as his love and nature. His power flows through you to bear much fruit. Jesus died to make this possible. So cling to his promises. Allow his word to give you the faith to ask and receive. Do not waste these benefits, family. Be a doer and not a hearer only. Being in Christ gives you the right to act on the word to bear fruit in obedience to Jesus Christ. Faith is a mighty force that knows no defeat. Faith is action and counting those things that be not as though they are. All right? Speak those things that be not as though they are. And know that when you pray, if you believe it, you've already received it. Amen? So this is active faith. We got to put to work what we believe. We got to move forward in what we believe. So when we read God's word and we get an understanding of God's word, we take action. Don't just be a hearer, but also be a doer. All right? Next, we have genuine faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. This type of faith permits no deception, pretense, or bargains. Okay, it is a genuine and sincere faith that flows from a true heart for God and all his children, meaning every one of us on this earth with the desire to do what is right. Genuine faith. Having genuine faith is having a desire to do what is right. It's to have a pure, loving, caring heart for God, for who he is, for his will, and for his people. Amen. So we're going through these levels of faith, family, because we're getting an understanding of the type of faith that we need to have. All these levels of faith are not bad. All these levels of faith are very good to have, which should lead to the main number one level of faith that we should have, which is strong faith. Okay? But because of what takes place in this world and around us, sometimes some of us experience these other levels of faith that we need, that the Lord has given me these levels of faith to share with you all as examples to show how he wants us to press forward and the type of faith we need to have. The next faith, it says common faith, a faith commonly or maturely shared by all believers in Christ Jesus who believe humanity can find salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Savior of the world, and that he hears and answers all prayers. Titus chapter 1, verse 4, it says, to Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Okay, and Titus chapter 1, verse 4 is referring to common faith in God shared by all believers, makes it possible to obtain eternal life. Titus, a true son, is our example of common faith, okay? So we go to Romans chapter 1, verse 12. It says, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mature faith, both of you and me. Okay? In this chapter, the Apostle Paul uses the word mutual faith. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both you and I have. We have to stick together. We have to stick together. We are all God's children. And when we all have faith, we all have faith to receive from God. We all have faith to experience who God is. We all have faith to accomplish what He has assigned to us to accomplish. We all have faith to experience the victory He's given us. We all have faith to experience the abundant life the Lord has given us because of what He's done through His sacrifice. We are all a part of God. We are all His children. We all have common faith. We all have to have strong faith to succeed, to receive, to press forward, to overcome, to walk by faith and not by sight. So we have to stick together. Next is human level of faith. Okay? Human level of faith. Human level of faith is the exercise and determination of man to have confidence in any object or person as he chooses, including the Word of God. I want you to catch this. This is a faith that we should not have. Okay? He can choose to have faith that a chair will support him, that which another person tells him is true, or that the sun will continue to rise each morning. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, it's a study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The devil caused mankind to fall in the Garden of Eden and is the one who brings doubt and unbelief today. He doesn't mind if you choose to believe in a chair or the word of another person, but will do all in his power to destroy your faith in God's word. We got to have faith in God's word. We got to have faith in who God is, and not faith in man, not faith in idols, not faith in not faith in what people say, but faith in what God says in His Word. Faith in who He is. Faith in what He's done for us. Faith in what He's able to do. Faith in who He is. Faith in who we are in Him. Not in ourselves, but in Him. We got to have faith in God and God alone. Faith in God's Word. Next, we have faith without root. And this is important, and I want you to catch this. Faith without root. Luke chapter 8, verse 13, it says, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. You got faith when you hear the word of God. You got faith when things are great. But when temptation comes, your faith dwindles. These are people who have faith without root. Jesus spoke of having faith without root. It is the type of faith that springs up quickly and beautifully, but because it has no depths, fails just as quickly when temptations and trials come along. For the most part, this is because the soil has not been adequately prepared by digging and searching for knowledge, guidance, and truth in God's word. See, you got faith when you hear something good. You got faith when great things are happening. But when temptation and trials come, your faith disappears. And so we got to have faith that is firm in the word of God. We got to be rooted in who Christ is, grounded in his word. So once again, we can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Okay? Family, it's so important that we have strong faith. It's so important that we have strong faith. The next one is little faith. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, it says, "And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." See, fearful is displaying a lack of total trust, was used by the Lord as a tender rebuke for anxiety and fear. Okay? If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So we got to have strong faith, not little faith, but strong faith. Y'all remember when Jesus and the disciples was on the boat and they got fearful. They were scared. They thought they were going to die. Jesus was asleep. They woke him up and asked him to save them. And he woke up and said, "Oh, ye of little faith, why are you so fearful?" You got to have faith. He spoke to the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Everything stopped because Jesus knew who he was, and he knew the power that he had. And so with that being said, I'm going to take this moment to extend the invitation to you. You may have heard something that the Lord has said through me tonight. You may have heard something that the Lord has said through me tonight, and you are inspired, and you are encouraged, and you want to have strong faith. You don't want to have wavering faith. You don't want to have little faith. You don't want to have weak faith, but you want to have unwavering faith. You want to have strong faith. You want to have great faith. I want to extend an invitation to you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to know that God is with you, and he has you covered. The word of the Lord says, "For God so loved the world." And John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent his Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him." It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, that whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter where you are, what you've done. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, meaning believing in who he is, believing in what he's done, and believing in what he's able to do for you, he'll show up for you. And you can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. If that's you, family, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, "Father, forgive me. For I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Save me. I accept you, Lord, as my personal Savior. Come into my life and stay in my life. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come into my life and stay in my life. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen." Family, if you repeated that prayer after me, if you believe it, if you got faith, and you believe what you just said, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. And I believe and know that this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And in spite of the obstacles, the challenges, the tough circumstances with God, you'll never be disappointed. Because Romans 8:28 says he'll work all things out for your good because you love him and you're called according to his purpose. He'll always work it out for you. I'm a witness that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision I've ever made in my life. I've come this far by faith. You've come this far by faith. And there's no turning back now. Trust in the Lord. Let him lead you. Know that he's with you. He has you covered. I'm going to open up this time for Pastor Toy to come on and give us our announcements. And then we'll come back and finish out. By faith we good, but we walk by faith and not by sight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I got to go all the way old school, like my grandmama and them used to say. Did not our heart burn within as we heard that awesome word from the Lord. And I just loved it because it, if you don't know or if you did not know which level of faith you were dealing in, you now know it. And if it's not the right type of faith, he also gave us instructions on how to correct it. Bless God. Amen. And if you are one who gave your life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for each and every one of you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. I'm not mistaken, we will be broadcasting with Self-Expressions at 8:30 p.m. Self-Expressions at 8:30 p.m. And the host, Brother Robert Pop Hudson, again, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Now, we have a date that we would like each and every one to keep open if they can on September the 8th. That is Sunday, September the 8th, the second Sunday in September. Purpose Kingdom Network will be with the women of New Salem Baptist Church for their Women's Day. New Salem Baptist Church is located at 17th and Crosby Street. The service starts at 11:30 a.m. We will be bringing the word for the morning service, and we are asking all who can make their way out to be a part of that great celebration and the Lord to please make their way. You can follow us at Purpose Kingdom here on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. We're Purpose Kingdom. On Instagram and Twitter, we are Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. Minister Bernard, the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. We thank God for Pastor Toy and all she's doing, all how God is using her on Purpose Kingdom Network. And we just thank God for the vision of Purpose Kingdom Network and all that God is doing. We thank God for every messenger, every preacher, every one of God's mouthpieces that is a part of Purpose Kingdom Network. Family, I love you all. And we just thank God for all the great things he's doing. And that was a surprise to me. I'm excited. Purpose Kingdom coming to my church, New Salem Baptist Church. That was a surprise to me. And so the woman has been working. The woman at New Salem has been working very hard. And we are excited that Purpose Kingdom is coming to New Salem. To God be the glory. So let's finish out, family. I encourage you to join Purpose Kingdom Network weekly, nightly, weekly. There's always a word from the Lord from one of God's messengers, okay? So you can always get inspired and encouraged. You can go online. You can get the schedule. You can reach out to me. You can connect with me at connectwithministermarrow@gmail.com. connectwithmin.marrow@gmail.com. Or you can also reach out to Pastor Toy to get information as well. Amen. Pastor Toy, if you could tell them where your information can be found very quickly. Is she still on? Okay. But we'll move forward.
I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm sorry. I mute my line and forget to unmute it. You can follow me by emailing me directly at Tahleen, spelled T as in Tom, A-H-L-E-E-N, Daily. I'm sorry, Tahleen D, short for Daily, @gmail.com. Again, that is Tahleen D@gmail.com. You can also reach me directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, we love to hear from you, to pray for you. And it's not just me. We have a host of ministers, of pastors, of evangelists, reverends, and men and women of God. If you are looking for a speaker at your church service or at your event, reach out to us. Let us know. Whoever you're looking for, we will make sure that they can get in touch with you. Minister Bernard, you do have a caller on the line. I'm trying to bring that caller live for you now.
Okay. You can bring him on.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, this is Evangelist Tracy Latimer.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
How you doing? I just wanted to say that was a good word. You know, you always, always edify and encourage me. You're my little bro. I really, truly appreciate you. And faith. Faith is so important. And that's why I have you to pray with me at times, because I know you got faith like a mug. So y'all keep growing. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and I'll keep y'all in prayer. God is so good.
Amen. Love you so much, sis. We thank you for tuning in tonight and for calling in as well. And faith is so important. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done, doing, and will do. And we just thank God for all the great things he's going to do in your life as well. So press
Amen.
Forward with great expectations, because your time is now. I believe God is just going to show up and show out on your behalf. So we bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, family, we thank Evangelist Tracy Latimer. She's also a part of the New Salem Baptist Church family. So, Purpose Kingdom, those who are going to be fellowshipping with us, you will be able to meet her as well. She's a powerhouse. God uses her mightily. And we thank God for her faithfulness and desire to serve the Lord. All right, family. So I'm going to share probably one more. I have some other levels of faith and try to get through it. But we can also do a levels of faith part two. I will be back on Purpose Kingdom Network the fifth Friday of this month, which will be the 30th at 8 p.m. So we'll come back on. We'll finish out the levels of faith, and then we'll press forward and thus saith the Lord, whatever else he's going to give me, because we know that God's word is delicious and nutritious. So we just thank God for who he is. And I pray that you are encouraged. So one more, weak faith, okay? Romans chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, it says, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation, excuse me. For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. Okay, so examples from the Bible of weakness and faith were of those who consider it a sin to eat meat. Okay, in our day, a person weak in faith might continually argue over areas of the Bible he or she does not correctly understand, but has formed a personal opinion. For someone to forbid and condemn the things he or she considers to be sin, when there is no clear leading in Scripture, would be a sin. Okay, Romans chapter 14. Verse 23, it says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he is not of faith. But whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So a person of little faith will find limited opportunities to benefit from the gospel, the word of God, and very little of the peace and joy that should accompany the life of God's children. Those who are strong in faith are told to accept the weak. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So once again, we have to stick together and be an example for others, having strong faith, not for attention or credibility, but so God gets all the glory. And next week, family, I'm going to share with you faith without works. I'm going to share with you wavering faith, and I'm also going to share with you strong faith. So we have three more levels that we didn't get through, But I will be sharing those three levels on the next episode of By Faith We Good on August 30th, Friday at 8 p.m. So, family, I just want to say I love you. God bless you. Press forward. Know that God is with you and he has you covered. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I look forward to sharing the word of the Lord with you on the 30th. Press forward. Y'all already know, by faith we good, but we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you. I love y'all. I'm out.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning. I will never see defeat another day that I'm living. Why the devil's still fighting my father when he gon' lose? Why he still trying to move him when he can't be moved? The master hater and deceiver wanna see me dead, but I'm alive and live abundantly cause Jesus is dead. New and daily, so the negativity in my head. I've been delivered from fear, so I ain't never scared. Attacked and suffering, living, learning to love again, and count it all joy every time. That's the way it's been. I persevere because I'm pressing towards the mark. Gotta embrace the light in me, especially when it's dark. Dark clouds hovering over me must be moved. I travel through my peaks and valleys like I'm on cruise control. I let them have it, so should you.
Yeah,
with Jesus driving, it ain't no way I'm gonna lose.
Nah,
God saved me,
I will not lose.
God saved me,
I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
Nah.
The devil wanna see me strong. Nah. The devil wanna see me down. Nah. I will not lose.
Hate it or love it, I'm in the Lord's army. It ain't nothing you could do that can harm me.
Nah.
I'm on the mission planting seeds like I'm farming.
Yep.
The devil think he's slick, he think he's so charming. But I'm making sure I answer the